This program is sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.
For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Zion's sake, I'll not hold my peace.
Welcome to For Zion's Sake. Isaiah 62:1 is taken directly out of the Hebrew Scriptures when the prophet Isaiah declared, "For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep quiet, until her righteousness goes forth like brightness, and her salvation like a torch that is burning." Your hosts for the program are Shelley and June Volk, Jewish believers burdened to see Jew and Gentile become one. Believers strengthened in their faith and for their Jewish kinsmen to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God.
Bless the Lord and welcome to For Zion's Sake. We thank you for joining us. We're the Volks. My name is Shelley.
And my name is June. Hi, everyone.
If you've been with us earlier this week, you know we're talking about trusting in God rather than trusting in man. And God gives comparisons in the scriptures and analogies about man being like trees, and the trees that bring forth righteousness and fruit, whose leaves do not wither, are those trees that are planted deep into a supply of nourishment. And we are looking at Psalm 1, which says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." What a glorious picture of what God wants of all of our lives. And then we looked at Jeremiah chapter 17. Listen to this comparison. "Cursed is the man who trusts in flesh," or in mankind, "and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord." We see what happens when we put our trust in man, in our own flesh or the flesh of other people. What we're actually doing is our hearts are being turned away from the Lord. "For he will be like a bush in the desert, and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitant." Praise the Lord. Listen to verse 7 and 8. "Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope or trust is in the Lord. For he will be like a tree planted by the water, that extends its roots by a stream, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit." Junie, the comparison is so clear, and we need to emphasize, especially in this day and age, that we need to put our trust in God, not in man. We looked at many scriptures. I just want to review a few of them with you. Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. "It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes." And by the way, if you look at those words, to take refuge, that's another way of saying of trusting in the Lord. Yesterday, we looked at Psalm 92, verses 12 to 15. We looked at Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3, and Isaiah 60, verses 19 to 21. We closed yesterday's program by looking at Hosea. And Hosea was an important portion of Scripture, because we see that the book of Hosea points out God's relationship with Israel. But the glorious conclusion is this. If you have your Bibles, look at the beginning of Hosea 14. "Return, O Israel, to the Lord your God, for you have stumbled because of your iniquity. Take words with you and return to the Lord. Say to him, take away all iniquity. Receive us graciously that we may present the fruit of our lips. Assyria will not save us. We will not ride on horses, nor will we say again, our God, to the work of our hands. For in thee, he often finds mercy." What is Israel doing? They're finally coming to the point where they're not relying on the arm of flesh, but they're trusting in the Lord. And then look what the Lord says. "I will heal their apostasy. I will love them freely, for my anger has turned away from them. I will be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom like the lily. He will take root like the cedars of Lebanon. Judy, what an encouragement that God is definitely not through with Israel and redemption is coming.
And he's looking for the church.
Yes.
To have his heart to see the redemption of Israel and their part in it.
Yes.
And we find in Psalm 32:10, Shelley, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him.
Hallelujah.
So in a very real way, this is a bigger picture of the church having mercy on Israel, just as Israel has had, just as God has had mercy on the church, which we find distinctly in Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11. But in Romans 11, Paul writes, to the Gentiles, or to the church, which is the times of the Gentiles, that the Gentiles should have mercy on Israel, just as God has had mercy on them.
Really? So continuing on in the book of Psalms, we read in Psalm 34, verse 22, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. Junie, if we look at those two verses, Psalm 32:10 and 34:22, if we trust the Lord, we know that God's mercy will surround us. If we trust the Lord, we shall never be condemned. Again, as we said yesterday, trusting in the Lord brings forth a righteousness in us. And when we walk as righteous men and women, what did we see yesterday, Junie? That it clearly glorifies God. So it doesn't draw attention to us, but we're being something that we can't on our own, but it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we trust in the Lord, and that brings glory to our Lord and Savior.
And in a very real way, Shelley, we're coming into the end of the ages when Israel, as a nation, will be saved.
Hallelujah.
And what will happen, according to Zechariah, chapter 12, verse 10, that Israel will look upon him whom they have pierced and mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. So Israel will see Jesus is the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord God of Israel, which means, Shelley, that Jesus, who became sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of
That's
God.
Right.
Israel will become a righteous nation. And when we allow God to live in and through all life and become all life, it's his righteousness in us. It's not that we're righteous. It's the righteous one. He's the righteous teacher. So every listener, I want to encourage you to trust the Lord, put your trust in the Lord, cry out to him where you don't trust him and ask him to prove himself faithful in comforting you and teaching you how to walk through the circumstances and situations of your life.
Really? Psalm 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abides forever. Junie, this in and of itself is so powerful that if we don't want to be shaken, if we don't want to be moved, but will abide forever, the requirement is trusting in the Lord. We will be like Mount Zion. Mount Zion will never be moved. That's the conclusion of the age when, remember, in the Psalm says, let's go up to Zion, the house of the Lord, the
mountain of
God. Right, the mountain of the Lord. And here's a wonderful scripture also that kind of summarizes everything. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Why? Because he trusts in you. If you're walking around, if you're a believer and do not have peace in your mind, it could very well be because you're not trusting in the Lord. Trusting in the Lord will bring peace that passes understanding. And in this chaotic world with things happening that we never thought would be possible, we can be a distinctly different kind of people because we're not subject to the conditions of the world, but we're trusting in the Lord. Our eyes are on the Messiah, and we're walking to another heartbeat. It's the heartbeat of the Lord.
And you know, Shelley, that's a bigger picture, but how about in an individual life when you get a report from a doctor that you have cancer and it metastasized,
really?
And you have a week to live or a day to live? We saw in Psalm 32:10, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall surround him. And it just reminds me when I was going in for hip surgery, and I had asked a friend of ours who knew an anesthesiologist, a Nigerian man who worked in the hospital, who was a believer, very strong prayer warrior. And I asked my friend if he could be in the room with me to pray for me as the doctor did surgery on my hip, because it was really bad. For almost 5 years, I was almost like a cripple. And the morning that we were going to the hospital for the surgery and Shelley was praying over me, all I could think of was the song, "Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning in Thee. Thou changest not, and Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be." And after I had my pre-op and was in this small cubicle with Shelley, our son Scott, and my friend Carolyn, in walked this beautiful black brother with twinkling eyes, and he said, "Hi, June, I'm Godwin, your anesthesiologist." And he started to sing, "Great is Thy faithfulness, O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning in Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be."
Hallelujah.
So we really see a testimony, Shelley, that when we trust in the Lord, mercy shall surround us. That's a promise. I still had the surgery. I still got wheeled in, but I had peace, Shelley.
Hallelujah.
And we have peace in life.
Yes.
And we have peace in death.
Amen.
If our hearts trust in the Lord.
And we'll conclude with this verse, Junie, which is very well known. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your steps, or He will make your paths straight. Junie, that says it all. And I want to point out where it says, and do not lean on your own understanding. That means don't support yourself on your understanding. It's that same Hebrew word for lean, which is sha'an, also means rely. Don't rely on our own understanding. Don't rely on flesh, but rely and trust in the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Well, this being Friday, we want to identify ourselves with our Jewish kinsmen and recite the Shema. And if you know it, please recite it along with us.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. He who trusts in you will have mercy surround him. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your mercy, and thank you that you're calling people, especially in this day and age, to put their entire trust in you. We pray that for us and every one of our listeners in Yeshua's holy name.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us this evening. If you would like to get in touch with Shelley and June, you can write to them at P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. That's P.O. Box 1784, Scottsdale, Arizona 85252. And you can also contact them on their website, ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. That's ShelleyandJuneVolk.com. Until next time, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. This program was sponsored by the Psalm 127 Fund.